Does this explain why there was a Holocaust? This is not the answer to every type of suffering. Parshas Mishpatim. Mishpatim means judgments. Judgment and justice, which is another word for this suffering and accountability. And the Zohar HaKadosh says on Parshas Mishpatim, Do Rozo de Gilgula, that this Parsha is dealing with the secret of reincarnation. Many times I compare this to a person who's watching a film or a movie, and it's a 3-hour movie, and the person doesn't show up for the first hour, they show up for the middle hour, and then they walk out. And then they tell their friend, you know, I saw this thing and it was the stupidest thing I ever saw in my life. This person hated this one. This didn't make any sense. Nothing in there that I saw made any sense. The person says, I don't understand. You weren't there for the beginning. You didn't stay for the end. And you expect to understand everything that went on. You expect, how could you possibly do that? The Arizal points out that in his time, 500 years ago, the vast majority of Jews in the world are not here for the first time. We've been here before, many of us several times. And the Arizal was actually able to go into a cemetery with his students and go from Matseva to Matseva and say, this person passed away. They were in the world 4 previous times, and he would tell them the times, and he would explain why the person had to come back, what they needed to complete. There's a pasuk, Toras Hashem Temima Meshivas Nefesh. The Torah of Hashem is complete, it's whole, it returns the soul, meaning that each and every Jewish soul is required to complete the Torah, the entire Torah. The vast majority of us don't do it in one trip, so we come back down again in different forms and go through different styles of life. A life of wealth, a life of poverty, a life of with these types of circumstances, a life of the opposite kind of circumstances, in order for the person to be able to fill in all the pieces of the puzzle for them. So when we look at a person, when we look at a child, chas v'shalom, rahman al-islam, that passes away at a young age, and we say, how could this be? How is it possible? What sin could that child could possibly have done? The answer is we don't know that what we're looking at as a child of 1 year old, that child could be 341 years old. They've been in the world several times before. There's a whole accounting of what they did and didn't do. And again, in order for them to complete their soul, it required their being in the world. But what do you mean? He didn't learn any Torah. He didn't have a chance. He didn't put on tzitzis. He was 1 year. You're right. He didn't have to put on tzitzis. It does, again, there's an accountability. These things are discussed in Sifrei Kabbalah, in Kabbalistic writings, in Sifrei Hasidus. They give examples sometimes of what it is that needed to be completed and ended up being completed. There's a story with one of Rabbi Nachman's students, actually a student of a student. His name was Reb Nachman Chirin, of the city of Chirin, and he had several children. And at one point, his wife gave birth to a baby boy, and usually, as is the nature of some fathers, they're queasy a little in handling a newborn. I'll wait till he's a little bit older, and then I'll happy to hold him, but newborn baby, they're a little bit scared. So this father usually, this rabbi usually, didn't pay close attention to a newborn baby. But in this case, shortly after the baby was born, he asked to see the baby. And when he saw the baby, he made a comment, an alter yid, an old Jew, because he saw the hair was like blonde. Everybody thought it was blonde, you know, like a little bit blondish, the little bit of hair on a newborn baby's head. But he made a comment, an alter yid, as if it's white hair. 1 year later, the baby passed away. And when he was sitting shiva, when Rav Nachman Chirin was sitting shiva for this child that passed away, he said that the night before this child was born, he had a dream, and he saw his grandfather, Reb Aaron, the Rav of the city of Breslov, who had passed away at the age of 69. He was 69 when he passed away. And I don't know if he went into any detail of what went on during the dream, but he said the fact that he had that dream the night before the baby was born, and then the baby was born and it lived 1 year, he understood that there was something that needed to be completed. We know the Pasuk says, Yemei Shnoseinu Vehem Shivim Shana, that a certain example of a full life is 70 years. This child had to be in the world for an additional year in order to complete something in that neshama.